Donna Paparella asks, why are 19th century literary narratives, such as novels by Charles Dickens, filled with children's accounts of bad parents, absent parents, and surrogate parents? What are the origins of a current preoccupation with the subject? For example, novels like Ian McEwan's novel, The Children Act, but also in New York State's amendments to the name and role of attorney for the child, and today's vehement debates over parenting styles. She says the mid-19th century was a period of intense preoccupation with the child. It engendered family law. It generated an explosion of representations of children in art and literature, and it witnessed the beginnings of the scientific study of childhood. She contends child-centered literature has participated in new ways of thinking about and structuring families and new ways of organizing narrative form. As the law recognized, children have a voice, and childhood interests exist. Literature gave expression to the child's voice and interests. The history of custody law shows us that there is a rhetoric of personhood that developed with specific applications to childhood, which has to do with both the child as such, as well as the symbolic nature of the child as a figure of fundamental human being. That from the study Knowing Children, Children Knowing by Donna Paparella. Akishi says is the recognition that children have a voice. There is an organization in northeastern Pennsylvania named CASA of Luzerne County, court-appointed special advocates who serve as a voice of abused and neglected children in the Luzerne County court system who need to be seen and heard. And to that end, CASA is hosting an event where talented singers from the region can showcase their abilities to benefit these young folks, benefit them by raising their voice in song. NEPA Sings, Northeastern Pennsylvania Sings, on April 11th at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, across the river from Wilkes-Barre. John Achukevich is executive director of CASA, and he fills us in and invites us to take part.
Tonight in Luzerne County, for example, there will be about 440 children who will put their head on a pillow, sleep in a bed, in a house that is not their home. They are in foster care placement because of abuse and or serious physical neglect. So the role that a court-appointed special advocate has in that child's life is to become an advocate for that child's best interests and account to the judge based on the information that legally that court-appointed special advocate is able to obtain and assess, and make written recommendations as well as in-court testimony to the judge regarding that child's best interest for permanency and for services. In essence, the volunteer advocate serves as the eyes and the ears for the judge outside of the courtroom and the voice for the child inside of the courtroom. So it's an independent arm of the court. And the strength and the challenge of the CASA model is that one volunteer advocate is appointed to one case by the judge and to one child or one sibling group, not usually more than two children. So currently, we're very fortunate and blessed to have 43 active advocates, which is more than double the increase in 2 years, and we're serving approximately 60 children. But with 440 children in foster care placement, you can see that the need and the demand for a volunteer advocate continues, sadly. So that's why we are actively recruiting for our next spring training class, which begins on March 27th. We are very, again, fortunate. This past year, 2018, we trained 26 new volunteer advocates, the best year that we had in terms of growth in numbers. And we're hoping to do a same number in 2019.
When you were here last time, John, your colleague Annie, spoke about being an advocate and what it means and the difference having an advocate involved in a case of a young woman who was not attending school because of such a terrible self-image and problems. And because Annie listened and was assigned to that case, she noticed that this young woman was sketching and found she had this extraordinary artistic talent and through the program was able, and the generosity of a donor, matched that child with an art teacher.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's just a wonderful story and many different levels. And I think it illustrates the difference in a case with a court-appointed special advocate and one without. Because I'm fairly able to tell you that I don't think that talent and that opportunity would have occurred without a CASA. And I think that's the impact that we're trying to convey to people, that this is one volunteer experience where you truly can make a difference in a person's life. As I said, giving this child hope that his or her life circumstances not only can be different, but can be a change for the better. And that's what we're just trying to do, is provide hope. Because when there's hope, there's an opportunity to succeed. And one of the maxims, if you will, of court-appointed special advocates is lift up a child's voice, a child's life. And that was sort of the genesis, if you will, for this wonderful spring event that I think we're going to be talking about as well.
It's a metaphor. It's a beautiful image in that way. You are inviting young people from our area to sing, to lend their talents, to provide entertainment for all of us, and that will benefit the CASA program.
It's our second annual NEPA Sings, and there is no age maximum, so you could be any age. The minimum age, however, is 16 by the date of the event, April 11th of 2019. And in essence, we're having a voice competition to identify the best vocalist in northeastern Pennsylvania. And we're right now actively seeking registrations for auditions, which will occur on Saturday, February the 9th at the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts, just making a distinction there. It's not the Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre, but the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts on the upper school campus of Wyoming Seminary. So if you're 16 and older, if you have the vocal ability to compete to be one of the finalists for Best Voice in Northeastern Pennsylvania, I would encourage folks to please go to our website, luzernecasa.org. There is an NEPA Sings page where you can download the registration. It's relatively straightforward and simple because we won't have walk-in registrations on the morning of the auditions. They'll need to complete the audition registration form ahead of time. And currently we're at 20 registrations. Last year, I believe we had 40 people compete, and we identified 12 very, very strong finalists. And I believe it was one half point that separated the first place winner to the second place winner. And we're very excited about the event. We had more than 200 people attend, and it was just an enjoyable, fun evening for people to be entertained and listen to some really great talent in northeastern Pennsylvania. The other thing I would add, the prizes for this year's event are very, very impressive, we think. A local recording studio has donated 3 hours of recording time, and the person will then be able to leave that studio with a single track tape. We are also fortunate to collaborate with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, and they have told us that the winner will be given the opportunity to sing the national anthem at a Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins game. And the runner-up for the event will receive a $500 gift certificate from the guitar store to purchase whatever he or she would like to.
John, is this event in April anything like what we've come to know on television? Is it an American Idol type thing?
It's closest in analogy to the show The Voice, because it is a vocal with one performer. It's not a duet or a chorus, for example. And person can sing a cappella, be accompanied by a tape, or also choose to, there's a wonderful piano on stage that they can also accompany themselves with. So plenty of options, and the music can be anything that, again, fits along the lines of the scoring. It could be a Broadway song, a musical, something contemporary, opera, whatever the person chooses to. And there's four categories in which the judges will score, both at the audition level and the finals level. Musicianship, audience appeal, artistry, presentation, and the overall judge's impression, with a maximum of 10 points in each category, with a maximum score of 40 possible points. So it's a really fun, exciting, well-done event. And, you know, the venue at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts is top of the line, state-of-the-art. And we're excited to even have more than the 200 people or so that attended last year.
You mentioned that people need to fill out the application form before the auditions.
Again, you can go on to our website, luzernecasa.org. There is a specific NEPA Sings page. They can just click, scroll down, and access the registration form. The auditions will be Saturday, February the 9th at the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts Upper School Campus Wyoming Seminary at 10 a.m. The finals will be held on Thursday, April the 11th at 5:30, again at the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts.
Tell us again of that wonderful motto.
Sure. Lift up a child's voice, a child's life. NEPA Sings for CASA of Luzerne County.
John Etchikevich, Executive Director of CASA of Luzerne County, speaking with us about NEPA Sings, Lift Up a Child's Voice, a Child's Life. There will be auditions for a competition that will take place in April. The auditions will be Saturday, February 9th at 10 in the morning, getting underway at 10. And then the event itself, the 12 finalists will compete on Thursday, April 11th. And the events will be held at the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. If you need more information, check the website. It's luzernecasa.org, Luzerne, C-A-S-A, and that stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, luzernecasa.org. There is an NEPA Sings icon on the homepage for all the details and the forms that John just described for us. It's NEPA Sings. The auditions Saturday, February 9th at 10 a.m., and then the event itself, the finals, will take place Thursday, April 11th at 5:30 p.m., each one at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, across the river from Wilkes-Barre, luzernecasa.org.